It's also very important that we go around the NHL, brought to you by Herber's Auto Body. Don't trust your vehicle to an on-demand guesstimate. Herber's offers a free pre-repair inspection. Herber's Auto Body, like it never happened. Ken Wiebe joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at WiebeSunSports. He's with the Winnipeg Sun. Ken, how frustrated is Tyler Myers that he's going to miss the next 6 to 8 weeks? He hasn't played a game since November 11. How frustrated do you think Tyler Myers is right now?
Well, I think whatever the highest level is, he's beyond it. So it's been a very odd year for him, obviously. And every time it looks like he might get some traction, he seems to have hit a bit of a setback and bump in the road. With this injury, it hasn't been released publicly, and they're being very careful about it. But it's not the hip or the knee. I guess that's probably good news for him, but probably a result of overcompensating for those injuries after the surgeries. Best guess would be it's a groin injury of some kind, but you know, even with the 6 to 8 week timeline, I know I'm not great at math, but there aren't going to be many games left in the season unless the Jets find a way to somehow rattle off some wins here. So although they're not saying it's season ending right now, it's going to be tough for him to get back and make any sort of contribution before the regular season is over.
Since the Jets did bring in Tyler Myers a few years ago, has he exceeded expectations? Has he just delivered them, or has he been below them?
Definitely not below. I would say he exceeded at the beginning, and I'm not sure if tapered off is the right word, but had a little bit of trouble in terms of injuries last year already, and his play dropped off a bit. But this is a 22, 23-minute a night mobile defenseman, so definitely has been a loss for the Jets. But his initial injury, at least this year, has allowed Jacob Trouba to take on a much more substantial role, and he's been dynamite since he came back after the contract stalemate.
We're joined by Ken Wiebe from the Winnipeg Sun. You can follow him on Twitter at WiebeSunSports. Right now, the Jets find themselves 3 points out of the final wildcard spot in the Western Conference. Clearly, there's a lot of pressure on the Winnipeg Jets right now, Ken. What do they need to do to get into one of those wildcard spots?
They got to tighten up defensively. Obviously, goaltending has been an issue for this club since probably the first year they've been back. Only 1 year they've had above-average goaltending, and that year they made the playoffs. So they need better goaltending, but they also need to give their goaltender a better chance at being successful. The save percentage has been too low as a whole for the group. Their penalty kill has been lousy almost all year long, and they just need to have a bigger commitment to playing team defense. It hasn't been good enough, and they've got a very dynamic offensive group in their top six now, as Bruce Boudreau pointed out today, but they need to be better defensively. They're not going to win games 7-6 to get in the playoffs or stay in this race. They got to win games 3-2 and 2-1.
How much of that weight falls on Dustin Byfuglien's shoulders, being that he plays really an absolute ton of minutes a night?
Yeah, you know what? Dustin's had an up and down year, and the last two games were probably two of the poorest Dustin's played for the franchise, by my estimation. Obviously, his high ice time has been a factor, but it's all about risk-reward with Dustin Byfuglien, and always has been, at least in terms of the defensive chances he takes. Hasn't been as effective offensively the last two nights, and his skating was below par or below average for sure. But he's a dynamic force as well on the back end, and you can't take away. You're going to have to take some of the bad with the good. He's just such a good offensive player, but he needs to be a little bit more physical and be a little bit more sound in his own zone, and I think that would lead to better play all around for Dustin Byfuglien, who always has that offensive threat to his game.
Ken Wiebe joins us from the Winnipeg Sun. Ken, in his last five games since returning to injury, how has Patrick Laine looked?
You know, it looked really good. Obviously, the first game, he was a little bit tentative, I thought, but since that time, he has been very good, with the exception of the Saturday afternoon game in Denver, where he had an awful lot of company in terms of guys that weren't skating very well against the lowly Avalanche. But Laine is back to form, I think. His shot has been very dangerous, and I think he's impressed people with his passing ability. Just a real treat to watch the second overall pick this year. Obviously, he's worked hard at rounding out his overall game, but he's a real offensive wizard out there, and a shot like almost none other in the NHL.
What part of his game do you think he still has to work on the most?
You know what? It's even just little things like chipping the puck. He's sometimes a little bit, a little bit lax in his own end, maybe. But again, in Finland, you're not having a lot of chip off the board plays. But he's gotten better at it over the course of the year. Just that overall, that 200-foot game, for lack of a better term, on the cliche meter. But he's a very good player. He's a very heads-up player, and he's going to be a treat to watch for years to come. The Jets have not had a real high end sniper. since they've been back. You know, Mark Scheifele has come around and been a real good weapon in that regard as well. But, Laine's shot is, off the charts good.
The trade deadline is just right around the corner, Ken. What do you expect Kevin Cheveldayoff to do at the deadline? Or does it really depend on what happens in the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? The next couple weeks will be important. They're here in a stretch of 7 of 8 against the Central, and they're 3-1 in that stretch so far. But that three-point window, the Jets have played more games than most of the teams in that wild card race, so it's a bit of a mirage. Yes, they are staying in the race, but they need to rattle off some wins. So I think this news about Myers, I think if they stay in the race, they could use a third-pairing defenseman to help boost that part of their game. But I don't see them going after a forward. They have good forward depth. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Matthew Perreault. He's got that 4-year extension that kicks in next year. I think the Jets want to protect him, but it all depends on where they see things. Perreault's had some injury issues, which has had him on that list of potential guys who could be available in expansion. If that's the case, I think they'd probably like to get an asset for him, but ultimately I think they want to keep Matthew Perreault.
If the Winnipeg Jets do not make the postseason, Ken, does Kevin Cheveldayoff and does Paul Maurice, do they both return next season, or could we see major changes this season for the Jets?
Yeah, I don't see major changes on the horizon. I think it's much more likely that both men will get an extension going into next year rather than be fired. But, again, it also depends on how they finish up and, what kind of life they show down the stretch. But I think Bruce Boudreau put it pretty, you said it in Edmonton last week, too. You show me a good goaltender and he makes all coaches look a lot better and more effective. So if the Jets can get better goaltending, I think the Paul Maurice will look like a much better coach. I think he's a pretty bright guy, and I don't think his future is in jeopardy, at least when it comes to the Winnipeg Jets. And in terms of Cheveldayoff, they've had the slow build going since he got here. I don't see him being on the hot seat if they miss this year. If they're in trouble again next year, maybe, who knows. But True North is very, they're a loyal franchise and organization, and I don't think they're going to make, it seems like a long time, and it is. They want better results, but I don't think they see, I think they see those two as part of the solution and not part of the problem. At least that's where they see things right now.
The Winnipeg Jets are home to the Minnesota Wild tonight. Devan Dubnyk and the Minnesota Wild. What type of game are you expecting from Minnesota tonight, Ken?
Well, they've been pretty dynamite lately, as you guys saw. So I expect these two teams get together. There'll be a lot of low-scoring games. But you have to see a level of urgency from Winnipeg that you shouldn't have to see from Minnesota, given their place in the standings. But it should be a tight matchup. I'm expecting a tight one here. I think it's going to be another really good game. The Wild are really playing well right now. And with the exception of that stinker on Saturday afternoon, the Jets have been playing better structurally of late as well. And they're very good against the Central. So I think it should be a good match here this evening. We'll see how it turns out for both sides.
Ken, let's close out on this one. Going away from the Winnipeg Jets, just the NHL in general, the news of the day has been Claude Julien being fired as the Boston Bruins head coach. From afar, what did you make of that firing from Boston? Was it the right move for Don Sweeney and Cam Neely to make?
To me, I've known Claude Julien since he coached the Hamilton Bulldogs, and they have the split affiliation with Montreal and Edmonton, and have a lot of respect for the job he has done. I don't think they're in a situation where they just needed a new voice. I don't think their roster is up to standards going back to the Stanley Cup year, but if those guys feel a change is necessary, it's ultimately up to them. I don't think this makes them a better hockey club right away, and I don't think it makes the Bruins a playoff team this year, but because of the way the Penguins have won those two cups after making coaching changes, I think some teams sort of make these types of decisions, hoping they might get that boost. But again, Tuukka Rask hasn't played well enough in Boston either. But overall, I don't think Boston is a better hockey club today by getting rid of Claude Julien. And I think he'll have no trouble getting a job whenever he wants it. We'll see if Vegas works for him. But I think there'll be other appealing opportunities on the horizon for Mr. Julien in the coming months as well.
Ken, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for this, and we'll chat very soon.
Yep, always nice to talk to you guys. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Ken Wiebe from the Winnipeg Sun.